Sean be nervous, aye, but any boxer be nervous, especially in a semi-final of a senior championship. It's a big occasion for Sean, it's a big occasion for the club. It's his first senior semi-final, so it's a big occasion for him. So he's, say, would be nervous.
For you as a trainer, as you said, Sean's first time at the Irish Seniors, given what Irish amateur boxing has achieved over the last 7 years, it must make you proud to be a part of this and to be heading down to the National Stadium tonight.
Well, I've been down to the National Stadium this past 25 years, watching senior finals, and I've never had anybody in the club in a senior semi-final, so it's a big occasion for me too, a very proud occasion for the club and for Sean. So hopefully we can come back with a victory and go for a final next week, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And but as I said, the National Stadium there, it's one of the places to be in Irish sport nowadays. I mean, there's Croke Park, there's the Aviva Stadium, you know, Ravenhill or whatever, and then the National Stadium in Dublin for boxing.
National Stadium in Dublin for boxing is massive. We've actually got four boxers qualified now for the Olympic Games: Stephen Donnelly, Joe Ward, Michael Conlon and Paddy Barnes. And we have better luck. You never know. Sean could get away to Olympic qualify, you never know.
You mentioned luck there, but he's had horrible luck over the last few years, hasn't he?
He's had terrible luck with injuries and everything. He's sore shoulder, and they caught a disease last year, and his conjunctivitis disease or something. Like, he couldn't enter the seniors last year, and the year before he had a shoulder injury, so the last 2 years in the seniors he couldn't enter. So hopefully the third year lucky.
Given how the profile boxing has and how well Ireland as a whole is doing in boxing, do you think Derry is underperforming a wee bit? Because you see the amount of fighters that would come out of Belfast and Dublin and Limerick and Galway, you know, the other cities, but not too many come out of Derry.
Well, at the minute, Derry's, we've got some good young boxers coming through, but you're probably right. The last senior champion Derry had, I think, was John Duddy or Paul McCluskey, and you're talking 15 years ago. But now we're back on the map, hopefully with Conor Coyle, Sean McGlinchey, and we've got a couple of our young boys coming through. Brett McGinty, who's won a silver medal out in Samoa as well. He'll be coming on the senior level next year, so hopefully we'll have one or two senior champions in the next year or two.
One other contest on tonight's agenda caught my eye: David Oliver Joyce against Hugh Joyce, two brothers. That's a fairly unusual one, isn't it?
I can't see it happening, to be quite honest. I can see David Oliver getting a walkover, because David Oliver be quite experienced. He's won about five or six senior titles, and his younger brother is just coming through, who wouldn't have the same experience for him. So I think they'll pull the younger boy out, I think.
Maybe the mother might step in.
You never know.
That's what happened. I think when the Klitschkos were going to have the fight, and their mother wouldn't let them.
That's true.
Have you ever seen that before?
Nah. It happened about 5 years ago in the stadium as well, with two brothers, two Joyces as well, in the heavyweight division, and they tossed a coin, so... So, like I said, it has happened before, eh?